Now, Egypt says it will double the buffer zone being built along the border with the Gaza Strip. A 500-meter-wide buffer zone is now being built along some 10 kilometers of the border. Work will begin next week to expand it by another 500 meters. Some 800 homes are being demolished to create the buffer zone. The Egyptian army has also stepped up destruction of tunnels from Gaza that it says are used to smuggle goods. It says it has destroyed more than 1,600 tunnels since the military-backed government came into power in Cairo last year. Well, for more on this, let's go to Cairo and talk to Press TV's Mohammed Chalabi, our correspondent there. Mohammed, just what would this buffer zone and its expansion mean for the Palestinians?
Yes, and Hassan, I guess the answer to this is more of a siege on the impoverished Gaza Strip, which is already suffering from an illegal, inhumane siege from the part of the Israelis. And now that the Egyptian military has decided to create this big buffer zone in the rest of Sinai Peninsula, especially in the areas adjacent to the Gaza Strip, this means that this area will be uninhabited, this area will be undeveloped, and this implies that the border with the Gaza Strip, the Rafah border, will be closed for most of the time, as has been the case for the past year and a half or so since the army overthrow of the Muslim Brotherhood's Mohamed Morsi from presidency, at the time when incumbent President Sisi acted as defense minister. So, and it also means, Hassan, that it also gives benefits to Israel, according to many analysts, because Israel for long had wanted to see Sinai uninhabited and undeveloped, and here you have thousands of Sinai families being forcefully deported from their homes, and the pretext here is national security as far as the Egyptian military backed government is concerned, and fighting terror. Yes, there are terrorist operations in Sinai, and the military is battling Takfiri militants whom have recently pledged allegiance to the ISIL Takfiri militants. But again, many here in Egypt don't believe that helping the Israeli siege and helping enforce the Israeli siege on the Palestinians, especially in the Gaza Strip, from the Egyptian side, to play with the other one being forced from the Israeli side is the solution here, because they don't believe that the Palestinians or the Islamic resistance Hamas movement is the problem, but they believe that the Israelis are behind actually the Takfiri militants that are making Sinai a big mess here.
Right.
Yes.
And Mohammed, what have been the reactions to Egypt's decision? Has there been any reactions in Egypt itself?
Yes, and let me tell you here that, as is the case in almost all issues here in Egypt, you have more than one reaction. For instance, the hawkish, if you will, or the hardline supporters of the military-backed government, they just applaud any move that the government makes. Naturally, the camp that opposes the government of President Sisi is lambasting every move that he makes. And then you have this bulk, the big bulk, the majority of Egyptians that are non-politically affiliated. And most observers believe that the sense here is outrage at what's happening in Sinai. They believe that Sinai is being destroyed. They believe that they are losing the families of Sinai. They are against the terrorist operations, but they believe that the military policies exercised there, especially in northern Sinai, is not helping in defeating terrorism. In fact, it is creating some sort of a feeling of retribution or vengeance among the families of Sinai, and that they also feel that the Egyptian government is not doing its part in supporting the Palestinians. Many ordinary Egyptians are really angry at that. They feel that Government was not an honest mediator in the Gaza ceasefire talks, and that the border with Gaza should be open more, at least for humanitarian cases. And they want Egypt to help lift the siege on the Palestinians and not help enforce it on the Palestinians in Gaza, and what serves Israeli interests. And they, you know, every Egyptian knows that Israel is the real enemy here. But again, according to the few, if you will, few hawkish hardline supporters of the government, they simply just applaud every move Sisi makes.
All right. Press News, Mohammed Shalabi reporting from Cairo. Thanks to Mohammed.